This We Love Telling podcast is a Mirror Digital production. Hello and welcome to the We Love Telly podcast. My name's Rob Lee and this week we will be discussing Entourage, Beaver Falls, Geordie finishing school for girls, Coronation Street, Emmerdale and, first up, we're going to be discussing Dawson's Creek. No, it's not actually 1998, but we're going to be discussing Dawson's Creek anyway. Now, we don't normally do this on the We Love Telly podcast, but I think there has been some news this week, which I think we do need to address, and it is, of course, that Joshua Jackson reportedly suffered a very serious allergic reaction to peanuts last week and hospitalised, but he's okay, so don't worry, listeners, he's okay. Now, Joshua Jackson, of course, is best known for being Pacey from Dawson's Creek, which very handily leads me into what we're going to be chatting with Isabel Mohan, editor of 3m.co.uk. Hello, Isabel.
Hello.
So, what's all this about, Dawson's Creek, on telly again?
Yeah, it's on the Sony channel, yeah. And it just proves that it's the best teen show that there's ever been, and all the other ones were a bit rubbish.
But what about nasty people who would say it's just like teeny Friends without the humour?
No, there is humour in it. Pacey was very funny sometimes.
Yeah, he was the only funny person among a sea of earnest, angsty.
Most people aren't funny.
Wow, that's
it's realistic. And you know, you can tell how big it was because now Katie Holmes is a very famous, well, not successful actress.
Since she married someone more famous than her, yeah.
Yeah, and Michelle Williams is a very famous, successful actress.
Since she married someone who died who was very famous.
Yeah, but she's very good. The boys haven't done so well, but Joshua Jackson is going out with a very famous actress. And he's still beautiful.
So they've all scaled the heights of fame by being linked with more famous people than themselves.
You could say that. Unfortunately, Dawson hasn't managed to do that himself, mm-hmm. Probably due to his very tall forehead. But, you know, he was never the sexy one in the show anyway.
That was Pacey.
Pacey was the sexy one because he was... Am I allowed to say shagging?
You could say exactly what...
Pacey was shagging his teacher in the first season of Dawson's Creek.
Sexy, but slightly, you know, vulnerable to peanuts.
Yes, but the episodes that are on now are from, I think, the second series, and that's when they all start getting sexually active and stuff, so there's less talking and more action, which is when it really starts getting juicy.
So in your own words, we're watching teenager getting sexually active. That's a little bit...
No, but they were all about 35 when they were playing 17-year-olds, okay, so it's fine.
We don't need any kind of CRB check or anything.
No, it's all fine.
Good. So there's about 120 episodes of this tat, and I must have watched it about five times over the first time round.
Yes.
In the late 90s, was it?
Yeah, 1998 it started. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I liked it so much, because I think I was the same age as the characters at that point. So I grew up with them. I think I've watched all 128 at least five times because I've got the DVD box set, but I still find myself watching the repeats anyway.
Oh my God. Mm.
And I've got the soundtrack CD.
So, well, maybe
you
can play that
to us. Open up the morning light.
No, yeah. Please, no, don't stop. So why should people who haven't seen it, or may have been mere fetuses at the time, why should they bother to watch it?
Well, lots of people now obviously like things like Gossip Girl and things that, and they probably liked The OC as well. Mm-hmm. And those things wouldn't exist if it hadn't been for Dawson's Creek. Oh, and what's that other one that no one watches? One Tree Hill, mm-hmm. Yes. And Dawson's Creek was just how all that kind of angsty teen genre started. And it was beautiful scenery as well, if you're into that sort of thing. And hot actors and actresses.
What about that thing with Claire Danes? Obviously 90210 was a bit flashy, but what about, wasn't that before?
Yeah, that was brilliant as well. But that only lasted for one series, I think, or maybe two, and then it got axed. Whereas Dawson's Creek went for six, and they went to university, and there were new characters. And
had more shagging.
Had more shagging, and I actually like the later series. Lots of other people didn't, but I liked it when they went off to uni.
Okay.
Because I went off to uni too.
Oh my God, it's like basically they were living vicariously through
they
you.
They were, yes.
Brilliant. Okay, so what channel is that going to get?
Sony TV is some new channel. It's lots of repeats of good things, but Dawson's Creek's the best one. And it's on all the time.
Okay, let's hope it's wall to wall and then hopefully some of us might actually miss it. But thank you very much for joining us, Isabel Mohan.
Thank you.
There They've watched the telly already, and now we're going to talk about it. Joining us now are features editor Jennifer Roger. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Rob.
And features writer Sarah Wallace. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Right, let's get on with it, shall we? Geordie Finishing School started last night on BBC Three. Now, I'd like to think this was a bunch of know-nothing southern twonks were got hauled into a field and hosed down. Yes, is that what happened?
Hang on, no, I'm a southerner, so I'm, you know, you're off to a bad start there.
No, my prejudices rule. Keep going.
This is four southern lasses off on a mission up to Newcastle to meet some people living on the poverty line, mm-hmm. and trying to, they're thrown in a house together and told to get on. So they're quite, it's a culture clash.
But it's not just any old Southerners, are they? These are proper Made in Chelsea aren't they?
Yeah. Steph, who's a rower, says she's never been on a bus and she's never been on a council estate. Mm-hmm. So she's a bit scared. She does, just wear everywhere. Fiona's engaged to an investment banker. Mm-hmm. And is very upset that she has to take off her diamond ring in case it gets nicked.
Hang on. I'm going to have to spit in a minute. But yeah, keep going. Yeah.
So they're just for slightly privileged, you might say. They get sort of 700-800 quid a month from their parents. Mm-hmm. Mummy and daddy make mm-hmm. sure they don't have to do any hard work. Mm-hmm. And then they meet four girls who,
I bet they're all single mothers and on benefits, aren't they?
Something like that.
Of course, disgusting. What's happened to this country?
I know. Well, actually, I think they got on better than probably the producer was hoping.
So what happened then?
They shared a house and they had to. These four girls are given a budget of about 60 quid a week to live on, mm-hmm. and cue lots of hilarity as they go to a supermarket and try and figure out what peas pudding is and things like that.
What is peas pudding, Sarah?
It's like this mush that you can buy in Newcastle.
Oh, really?
It's quite nice, actually.
Yeah.
Because
tastes a bit like
you
sweet
have
corn.
Lived in Newcastle.
I did. I was the person branded a Southern Fairy while I was living in Newcastle.
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 Castle.
Newcastle. Mm-hmm. Pet.
Yes, very good.
Thanks, very I learned a lot.
Is it worth watching?
Yeah, it's very good. It's a bit like, do you remember the Peckham Finishing School?
Yeah.
It's a bit like that, but in Newcastle. And it's, I think, an eye-opener for both sides. Mm-hmm. It's the North-South classic. And, yeah, it's very interesting.
Is it like Geordie Shore?
No.
So there's no, like,
no
extreme partying?
No, it's more about the differences between the North and South.
It's more serious than that.
And people with lots of money and people with no money.
Brilliant. Okay, something worth watching on BBC Three, made with an easily digestible, idiotic proof format. Brilliant, we like it. What's next? Let's talk about actually Beaver Falls. Now this looks very gloss, isn't it?
It is gloss. It's again another culture clash. It's three British blokes who go from the UK to work at a US summer camp and are told no alcohol, no drugs, and no sex.
Hang on, what? How old are these people?
They're in their, say, early 20s, and they're going to look after a bunch of teenagers mm-hmm. in America. And, you know, I don't know how they've even managed to get this job, but they're, as you would expect, in the first 5 minutes, there is alcohol, drugs, and sex.
This is a drama series? Is this the new Dawson Creek? Or
it's a bit like Glee. But without the singing, so if you don't like annoying bursting into song, you'd probably like it. It's the high school glossy drama.
Producers had an easy pitch there, didn't they? Glee, but without the singing.
Yeah, exactly.
Just left with some...
Well, the British don't sing, do we?
Well, not right. Oh, well, you sang last week.
Did I? I might even sing this week again, if you like.
What are you going to sing for us?
Ah, that would be telling.
Okay, we'll work that out another time. So it sounds like going from Geordie Finishing School just one glam set of wasters to another set of glam wasters.
You know, a bit of 90210 thrown in there. It's that kind of thing. Lots of beautiful people having sex and drinking a lot.
Okay, you sold me.
Swimming costumes.
They're having sex in swimming costumes.
Each to their own.
Okay, I'll have to look that up on the internet. Also, let's talk about Entourage. It's flash, it's cool, nobody ever watches it, do they, Jenny?
I watch it. I've been a totally committed Entourage viewer.
Do you get a badge for that?
Well, I certainly am very happy to for it to arrive in the eighth series, mm-hmm. but it's the final series, which is quite interesting because obviously it's been long running, and mm-hmm. like any long running relationship, there comes a point when you go, am I watching it out of habit?
Mm-hmm. This is a bit fantastic.
Oh, am I still having a good time?
Are you having a good time, Jane?
I am still having a good time, actually.
Everything
I mean,
okay
I think
with Mr. Roger at the moment?
Robinson. But yes, I like to bring in some kind of pathos to my TV previewing.
Brilliant.
I know. But this is, it's like the 8th series. The drama is about a Hollywood superstar called Vince, and we've watched him hang out with his male friends mm-hmm. for 7 series so far. The last series, he went into rehab, mm-hmm. but he's come out, and he's back to doing what he does best, which is, you know, wisecracks with his mates. And the friendship between the boys is taking centre stage. So it's good.
And have you seen the entire series?
No, because I am such a fan. I like to watch it in real time.
Okay, so you're not downloading it off torrents or anything like that? Or
I'm like, not.
Is that some kind of legal practice?
Because yeah, it has aired practice. In America.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So does it? I wonder if it ends with them all doing a dash to an airport and letting each other know they love each other but kind of missing out.
It is a bit of a bromance. Like
or is
that.
It a dream? Do they wake up and it's a dream?
No.
As it goes along those lines, I can understand it. If it's any more complicated, I just won't be
It's
able
so
to.
Not complicated. It's 26 minutes long.
It's Rob friendly.
It's you don't have to concentrate at all.
Brilliant. Okay, well, what channel is that on?
That's on Sky Atlantic on Monday nights.
Superb. Thank you very much, Jenny. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thanks, Rob.
I'm here with Tony Stewart right now. We're all soaped up and ready to go. It's a big night in Soapland tomorrow, isn't it, Tony?
Not half. Very big.
Lots of verdicts flying about the place. What's going to happen to Aaron?
Well, the jury goes out tomorrow night. If people have been watching this week, the evidence seems to be swinging against him at the moment. He's on trial for the murder of his boyfriend, Jackson, which is part of the story, the assisted suicide, mercy killing, what have you. And as people have seen, a few of his friends have already inadvertently dropped him in it, you know, to say that he admitted killing Jackson. Mm-hmm. Paddy reveals that he's violent anyway. And so on Thursday night, tomorrow, sit down, watch Emmerdale. Okay. You'll be in for a shock.
Now, across the Pennines in Coronation Street, there's also a massive error of judgment, isn't there?
Slightly, yes. Steve sleeps with Toxic Tracy. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it, Tony.
Well, the last time he did, they had a child. They've only had one previous one-night stand, and that produced little Amy. Mm-hmm. So imagine if they were to have another child as a result of another one-night stand.
Well, how does she manage to seduce him then?
She lures him into bed with one of Freshco's finest quiches. Or as her dad... I've got to read this bit because it's so good.
Go on, Tony.
As Ken Barlow says, goat's cheese and red peppers, a bacchanalian feast.
That's very saucy, isn't it?
Yeah, an aphrodisiac as well.
Well, I find pies aphrodisiac, so any kind of pastry-based food stuff would get my gears going.
But, well, I've noticed you've had quite a few pies, Rob.
Oh, really? Well, you don't look like you've been missing too many meals yourself recently, have you? I believe you've been scoffing down scones in Harrogate.
Oh, yeah, I've been to Betty's famous tea rooms as part of the Harrogate Crime Writing Festival. Uh-huh. And there was a kind of party there. We didn't have any scones or whatever you like to, any of their fancies that cost £5 a knock. We had champagne and canapés in an upstairs room as Transworld Publishing celebrated the success of their author Lee Child, who won Crime Novel of the Year. Old Theakston's Peculiar Crime Novel of the Year, sponsored by The Daily Mirror.
Okay, I think you got enough plugs in there, Tony, didn't you? Now, obviously, Lee Child's very popular for the Reacher series, and this is all part of the summer short story series for The Ticket, isn't it?
Well, Lee Child won't be part of the summer short stories, but we are kicking off some short stories this week with Mark Billingham, who's one of the shortlist for the Crime Novel of the Year. From the Dead was one of the entries, which I think the right one won, 61 Hours. I wasn't on the judging panel, but Henry Sutton, our books editor, was. And it's Henry's idea to come up with this series of exclusive series of short stories, 500 words each, by some very high-profile authors. Mark Billingham is the first, and it'll also include S.J. Bolton, who any crime thriller fans will know created, has just recently published a book called Now You See Me, and Blood Harvest, her previous mm-hmm. book, was also on the shortlist mm-hmm. Old Theakston's Crime Festival. I don't like Old Theakston's peculiar, to be honest.
it's a shame because you've mentioned it so many times. I think they'd probably send a crate through to you. But
well, they might now.
Yeah. So we've had Theakston's Old Peculiar, we've had quiche, we've had scones, and you've had obviously had some champagne.
And we've had a plug for Betty's Tea Rooms in Harrogate.
So I think welcome to the We Love Food podcast. Tony Stewart, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rob.
Now, earlier in the podcast, Jenny was mooting about having a little sing-song again. Well, this is quite clever, actually, because she's going to tie in another point from Entourage, which she was discussing earlier in this podcast, and lead into a song. Jenny, take it away.
I know, you can't believe I'm actually going to do this, but the thing with Entourage, if you're a big fan like me and you've watched it the whole time, is like with any long-running series, there comes a point where you think, has it jumped the shark? Now, that's a telly phrase. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
What does it mean, Jenny?
Well, back in the 70s, with the Happy Days, there was a point when Fonzie actually got on a shark and water skied over a shark. And it was a low point in the series, and it was when it jumped the shark. Which leads me...
to singing.
Neatly into singing what we all remember so well. The theme tune from Happy Days.
Please, please do sing.
And how's it go again, Rob? It goes, Monday, Tuesday, Happy Days. Wednesday, Thursday, Happy Days.
And now the We Love Telly podcast has jumped the shark. This We Love Telly podcast is a Mirror Digital production.